Chapter 22. Oliver Learns the Truth. 2 days later, Oliver, Mrs. Maylie, Rose, Mrs. Bedwin, Dr. Losburne and Mr. Brownlow gathered at Mr. Brownlow's house. A strange man was waiting in Mr. Brownlow's library, but Oliver didn't know who he was. Soon Mr. Brownlow and the gentleman entered the dining room. Mr. Brownlow introduced Oliver to the man. "Oliver, this is Monks, your brother," Mr. Brownlow said. Oliver was shocked. It was the same man Oliver ran into at the post office. He was also the same man who stood at the window of the reading room with Fagin. For the first time, Oliver heard the truth about his parents. They told him about the letter his father wrote to Agnes, the girl he loved, Oliver's mother. They also told Oliver about the testament. His father gave £800 to his first wife and Monks. The rest of the money and property was for Agnes and their child. When Agnes's father discovered that his daughter was pregnant, he went to Wales with his children to hide his family's disgrace. Agnes ran away from home. Mr. Brownlow pointed to Rose and asked Monks if he recognised her.
"Yes, I recognise her," replied Monks.
Mr. Brownlow continued, "When Agnes's father died, Agnes's younger sister was alone. The child lived on the streets. But one day a kind woman saw her and took her home to live with her. The kind woman was Mrs. Maylie, and the girl was Rose." Oliver and Rose embraced with tears of happiness in their eyes.
"My aunt! My own dear aunt!" cried Oliver.